You're listening to audio coverage of Sun and Fun 2019 on avweb.com.
Russ Niles reporting for Avweb from Sun and Fun 2019 in Lakeland, Florida. We're with David St. George. He is a board member for the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, also known as SAFE. And David, proficiency goes for everybody, including instructors. And you've launched a new program for CFIs to ensure that training is the best it can be with the limited number of CFIs that we have these days.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Every CFI has to really be on their game, as you know. Ultimately, every CFI is going to affect 20 to 50 students or pilots every week. So if we can bring the level of excellence up for the aviation educator, we're going to reach every pilot and hopefully move the needle on loss of control. So we've developed a set of maneuvers called the envelope expansion maneuvers that are able to be flown in a normal trainer, normal, you know, around the pattern kind of plane, and you don't have to go into an upset recovery kind of program. And so we're training CFIs in this, and the program starts October 2nd and 3rd at AOPA. And when a CFI becomes proficient at this, they can leverage that learning and take it to a pilot at their local airfield. The intention is to move people out from that center of the flight envelope, the 5% comfort zone where everyone flies, out to the edges. So if they get displaced from their comfortable flying area to the edge of the envelope, they're able to recover. It's a very straightforward thing. What's happened, Russ, in training is that we've really focused on scenario-based training. And what that means is everybody's comfortable, everybody's happy, we're flying a scenario, we're going to lunch. And instructors don't push students to get to the edge of the envelope and, you know, see these more exotic maneuvers like old-style CFIs used to train us. So just as one example, if you take a steep turn, that's a 360-degree turnaround at a steeper bank, maybe 45 degrees, maybe 60 degrees, and instead of going all the way around 360 degrees, you go 180 and reverse it and fly back. Okay, now you go take that steep turn, instead of flying 180 degrees, fly 90 degrees and turn it around and reverse it. And so what you're doing is you're creating a real proficient pilot. It's got to roll on a point, hold the back pressure, hold the altitude. It makes people into better pilots. It is a little uncomfortable for people if they haven't done it, but it's what we have to do as pilots if we want to be safe and avoid loss of control.
Have CFIs been maybe getting a little comfortable too?
Well, that's exactly right. There's two ends of this, and we were talking about that a little. The young CFI who perhaps never has seen this stuff, and maybe for the older CFI, they haven't seen scenario-based training, you know. So both ends, they may have what we call right seat rust. We're bringing those senior CFIs in to, like, re-experience real maneuvering training. It's very easy to be in the right seat and be the critic and not have your hands on the controls and tell everyone how to fly. It's another thing to be a proficient, safe CFI. So that's who we're aiming for, both sides of that spectrum. I think it's got something for everyone.
Where can we find out more about it and how do CFIs sign up?
That's a great question, though. The website just went live today when we made the press release. It's safecfipro.org or .com. Either one will take you to a interest page that will give you more information and it will register your name so you're on a list. We'll populate that with a registration form in a couple of weeks here. So it's safecfipro.org or .com. Either one will get you to that page.
Russ Niles reporting for Avweb from Sun and Fun 2019 in Lakeland, Florida. Thanks for listening.